Okay, who had this on your 2020 bingo card? Delivery van shortages for UPS and FedEx. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 25th day of November. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Staying safe, no, not from COVID, but from hackers. Slack and Salesforce made the news today. Credit declines have been cut in half for millennials. DoorDash to pay $2.5 million to settle a claim. We've got a crockpot story, the Wall Street Report, and buy now, pay later plans are gaining traction. For the interview, it's personal mentor and life coach Matt Kiernan, who launched his business during the pandemic. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and a programming note for you. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Let us wish you a meaningful, safe, and healthy Thanksgiving Day if you're in the United States. Also, please know that we're taking tomorrow off. So there, right? Well, if you ever needed more proof about how online shopping is running the world, consider this story. FedEx and United Parcel Service are running into a shortage of delivery vans. You can blame it on a record surge in package volume. The companies are trying to purchase any vans that they can scrounge up, and leasing companies are dipping into the used market, and even the rental market can't keep up. The van drought sprang from pandemic-induced shutdowns at factories that build the high-ceiling and box-like vehicles, just as soaring e-commerce ratcheted up demand for home deliveries. FedEx and UPS don't expect the scarcity will hobble deliver capacity, but it adds to the rising costs of doing business, which have prompted couriers to add surcharges for the holiday season. Just what you wanted to hear, right? Speaking of the holiday season, right now is the high point when it comes to online scams and hackers attempting to gather your data. Individuals, businesses, and organizations need to tread carefully. Usually the first clue something isn't right is when you receive an email or a post that on the surface looks good, but on second glance it just seems off. So three words, trust your gut. According to some estimates, ransomware attacks have gone up by 700% this year over last year, with phishing emails being the primary vector. A personal device that's been compromised by a careless click on a phishing email or a download from a phony e-commerce site is capable of spreading ransomware across a business network, sometimes within seconds. So, what should you do? Well, if you get an email or you see an ad from an online store that you visited in the past, go directly to the site rather than clicking on a promotional email. And if you don't recognize the sender of an email, don't open it. In addition, online shoppers should be on high alert for phony e-commerce sites that are selling popular items at unrealistically cheap prices. Also, watch out for what are called clone apps. Those are applications that look real but are loaded with malware. The reality is consumers and businesses need to be on guard, high alert, always. But especially now. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Salesforce has been in talks to buy Slack. All of this according to people familiar with the matter. If true, such a deal would likely value Slack at more than the $17 billion market cap it boasted before shares spiked. The acquisition would also be Salesforce's largest yet. Sources told the Journal that there's no guarantee a deal will be reached, and Salesforce could target yet another company for a takeover. This past year, 32% of millennials were rejected for a credit loan, and that represents a sharp drop from the more than 60% that were denied last year. All of this according to a new study from YouGov that was commissioned by Bankrate. The most popular type of loan that was declined was a credit card loan, which made up 19% of the total number of responses. Other types of loans mentioned in the survey included mortgages and car loans. So what's contributed to the drop in rejections? Well, higher credit scores and moratoriums on rent and student loan payments have helped millennials get approval. And the fact that credit scores tend to trail behind actual economic conditions means the impact on scores won't be seen for some time. In fact, the average credit score actually rose by 3 points from 708 in April to 711 in July. But, and you knew there would be one, if another stimulus doesn't come along soon, credit may very well be on the chopping block. And that fact has not been lost on lenders. According to CNBC, around 1 in 3 banks have raised their credit standards for credit card approval in the past 3 months. DoorDash is paying $2.5 million to settle a lawsuit that was filed back in 2019 that accused the company of using a deceptive tipping model. The lawsuit alleged that DoorDash used millions of dollars in tips and then applied those tips toward the driver's base pay and the guaranteed minimum pay for orders instead of adding it to the overall check. Customers believed the tips would go directly to drivers, and many were not aware of DoorDash's actual tipping process until it was made public. The settlement comes just 2 weeks after DoorDash filed to go public, and in the same month that the company celebrated the passing of Proposition 22. That was a California ballot measure that exempts some gig companies from paying contractors as full-time employees. Speaking of food, Sunbeam Products is recalling almost 1 million crockpots sold by retailers including Amazon, Target, and Walmart after roughly 100 consumers were burned, some seriously, when the lids blew off in use, spewing hot food and liquid all over the place. According to the Consumer Product Safety Council, the recalled crockpot multi-cooker can pressurize when the lid is not fully locked, causing the lid to suddenly come off in use, posing burn risks to consumers. Sunbeam advised against using the recalled crockpot in pressure cooker mode, but said it's safe to continue to use it for slow cooking and sauteing. For more information, if your crockpot is one of the recalled, you can go online to recall.crockpot.com. That's recall.crockpot.com. New jobless claims climbed for a second week to the highest level in more than a month, as the labor market's recovery from pandemic-induced shutdowns appears to weaken. Initial filings for state unemployment benefits rose by 30,000 last week to 778,000, and in a sign Americans are exhausting benefits rather than returning to work, the number of those receiving extended assistance also continued to rise. Meanwhile, household spending rose at a slower pace in October than in September, with personal incomes also declining. It's a sign that purchasing may slow more in the coming months. Corporate profits, however, rocketed upward by over 27% in the third quarter after plunging by more than 10% in the second quarter of this year. On Wall Street, investors paused a bit following yesterday when the Dow closed above 30,000. The Dow ended today down by 173 points to close at 29,872. The Nasdaq was up by 57 points and change to end the day at 12,094, and the S&P 500 fell by just over 5 points to close out before the holiday at 3,629. Shares of Deere took a hit even though the maker of agricultural equipment reported sales and earnings that beat expectations. And finally, there is this. A slew of new financial companies have sprung up that allow consumers to pay for items in interest-free installments, threatening the dominance of credit cards for e-commerce transactions. Now, instead of charging hefty interest for late payments, firms like Klarna and Afterpay have shifted fees onto merchants, of which tens of thousands now use the services to attract customers not ready to pay up front for their purchases. According to Bloomberg, pay later programs have spiked among younger Americans over the past year. Coming up and in for the interview, it's Matt Kiernan, yet another individual that launched his business during the pandemic. Matt is a personal mentor and life coach, and his story is just a click away.